Hello everyone, welcome to this podcast, Executive Certificate, Advocacy in International Affairs. My name is Christophe Lecureuil, and I'm the lead lecturer on advocacy skills in this certificate. I should also mention that I'm a headhunter for corporate affairs jobs, meaning in communications, public affairs, lobbying, and advocacy. This mainly for multinational companies, trade associations, and NGOs. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the trait which characterizes the perfect advocate. Now, in today's world, irrespective of the COVID-19 pandemic, the multiplication of actors, causes, and advocacy platforms means that the competition for air and ear space is quite intense. This situation leaves policymakers and their advisors with little choice but to make decisions based on compelling narratives, undisputed expertise, and importantly, great advocates. Having observed scores of advocates over the past 25 years in London, Brussels, Geneva, Washington, New York, or even Davos, let me highlight what I believe are the three major traits of great advocates. The first one is knowledge, the second is skills, and the third is attitude. Knowledge includes, among many things, the understanding of the policy environment in which one operates, the political landscape, and the organizational imperatives from various stakeholders. Skills range from analytical capabilities, strategic thinking, excellence in delivering the message, whatever the format, and the audience. Both knowledge and skills can be acquired through training, observation, studies, discussions with experts, and other means. In short, pretty much anyone can possess the knowledge and skills to be a good advocate by doing homework. So what makes the difference between an average advocate and a top advocate? It is their attitude. As a consequence, if your organization is hiring an advocacy expert, dig beyond knowledge and skills to understand the person's attitude and ask yourself the following question. Will this person, who will be your advocate, trustworthy both internally and externally? Will this person demonstrate resilience in managing complex and long-term issues? Is this person a good listener who will gather intelligence and build consensus? Is this person proactive enough to be ahead of the policy-making development? And finally, can this person connect dots and people to ensure windows of opportunities are not wasted along the way? If your answers to these questions on attitude are positive, chances are he or she will be a great addition to your advocacy team. Thank you. Speak soon.